lies before me. Took me so many weeks to get here. And I'm already back on the road again. I shouldn't complain. This is a great place. Jerusalem is a great city. The temple, people talking, chanting, praying everywhere. Oh well, I know the desert road, it's always exhausting. So I better get ready for my trip back home and read a little more of scripture. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. What? What did you just say? Do I understand what I'm reading? How can I if no one explains it to me? Who are you, by the way? Philip. I see. Philip, if you have a little time, will you jump up? Sit by me and explain me. What is this? What is this all about? Whom is the prophet talking about? Himself? Someone else? Jesus. Really? Listen, I heard a lot about Jesus this last weekend. They say in Jerusalem that the last Passover was so special and different because of him. This is what I know. I know that he gathered together a group of 12 that followed him everywhere. He trusted them. But in the end, when he was captured, they all abandoned him. More, one of them handed him over. Tell me more about the Jesus. Oh, really? Well, you know, Philip, I read scripture all the time. I read the book of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms. I even know some Psalms by heart. I can recite them at night. And I know that God is good. He's my creator. I know that he is a caring God, but this about Jesus, this is different. Now I am understanding that all scripture have a different meaning for me. It's like Jesus is the fulfillment of all these promises. This is terrific. You know, Philip, I'm from Ethiopia. Do you know where that is? It's about 2 months away, 1,500 miles. It's a long trip. And in my country, no one knows about Jesus. Really, they don't know anything. So I'm going back home and I'm getting ready to tell everybody about this Jesus that is the fulfillment of all prophecies. This is terrific. Look, oh, there is water. I see water over there. Can I be baptized? Do I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and my Savior? You bet I do. Oh, how refreshing. Oh, how great. I feel like a new person. I am a new person. Philip, where did that man go? People in the show business say that to make a good movie, they need a good story. Special effects are okay. But what makes a good movie is a good story. So if you know anyone in Hollywood, tell them that Acts chapter 8, it's a great story. Dr. Paul Meyer, in his last lecture at the university, said that one of the reasons he likes scripture so much is because more than 50% of Scripture is history. Bible is a book of stories. The one main story, God loving his people. And there are so many sub-stories. Some very sad stories. Those we learn in our church, in Bible class, in Sunday school. Right there, in Genesis 3, that sad story where when Adam and Eve were expelled and thrown out from paradise. And then the first domestic violence issue with their children. And we have more sad stories, like the people of Israel being captive in Egypt and in Babylon. There are also some great stories. Crossing the Red Sea, resurrection of Lazarus, and this. I just love this story. Philip and the Ethiopian. Why is this account of Philip and the Ethiopian such a beautiful story? Because we have Philip. And who is Philip? Philip is one who walked with Jesus. Met him, knew him, heard his call. He was the one forgiven by Jesus. And prior to this event, he was in a city in Samaria preaching the good news of Jesus. And the end result of his sharing was this. And the city was filled with joy. Our particular story ends with these words. The man of Ethiopia did not see Philip anymore, but continued his journey filled with joy. Here we have some good elements. Sharing, witnessing, telling the good news about Jesus, and joy. We also have a man from a faraway country, reading aloud God's word and not understanding, but reading it anyway. We have a man who did not hesitate to receive in full God's grace through baptism right away. But in the end, what makes this a fantastic story is the life-changing power of God in action. We have here all the elements that God uses to communicate his grace to people. Scripture, explanation of the prophecies that refer to Jesus, a teacher, water for baptism, the Holy Spirit guiding the teacher, and joy. We see also a life being transformed. All these things make a good story with a joyful ending. What is your story? What are the elements of your story? We live in a world where brokenness and sadness overwhelm the people around us. Sometimes sadness overwhelms us also. We know about suffering, disappointment, frustration, and in the spiritual life, things are not different. There are many people in today's Christian world that worship regularly but still don't get it. They read and hear the scriptures, but their lives have not been transformed yet. And they are not filled with joy. Do you think God can use you as he used Philip? Do you sense the Holy Spirit guiding you to jump up into a chariot and spend some time with somebody who still doesn't get it? so you can bring some joy to his or her heart. We have all the good elements to develop a great story today. We have a journey before us. We Christians are on the road all the time. We're moving. We are going somewhere. Christians are never still. We are on the move, going the way of God, touching people with the love of Jesus. We have a community, wherever we are serving, a Samaria that lacks the joy that only the forgiveness of sins, which comes through Jesus, can bring. We have the prophet Isaiah and more. We have the entire Bible, even in English and in Spanish and in so many other languages. I believe about 1,900 different languages. We have it. God is providing us with all the good elements to go about telling about the Lord Jesus. We can't go wrong when we follow the Bible. And we have the Ethiopian, who here represents all ethnicities on earth. The Ethiopians of today are a very important part of our story because they are the ones for whom Jesus died. They are the ones that still don't get it. They are the ones that are on the road of life searching. Can you imagine the joy that we can bring to them when we approach them, explain them about Jesus, and baptize them? And we have the good news about Jesus. You know the Lord Jesus. You know him. That's why you're here. You've been touched by him. You have been forgiven. You have been called by the Lord Jesus. And you have been sent by the Lord Jesus. You are today a part of the story that God is writing, using you to bring joy to those to whom God puts in your way. Now I'm going to read the story from the Bible, from Acts chapter 8, to inspire you a little more. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.